Today I'm going to talk about some more things that happened on that resurrection morning, even before daylight, before any of his disciples knew about his resurrection. The Bible says that the angel from heaven came down and rolled away the stone. To the angel, the resurrection was not to be a mystery, but his death was. To mankind, his death was not a mystery, but his resurrection would be. The angel at the tomb of our Lord was one more than the enemy had placed about the Savior's grave, one soldier more than Pilate had appointed. The angel's words were the first gospel preached after the resurrection. But there were many things going on that first Sunday morning. The women had come to the tomb and found it empty. They went back and told those disciples. They came down to the tomb and likewise found it empty. After everybody had left, the Bible tells us in Matthew 28 and verse 11, "Behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done." I believe the guards told the priests exactly what happened, that an angel from heaven had come down. They were knocked from their feet and were as dead men. After those soldiers told the chief priests all the things that had happened at that tomb that morning, they assembled with the elders and taken counsel. They gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, "Say you, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ear, we will persuade him and secure you." So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. After the women were gone, the guards who had been standing about the tomb, who were the first witnesses of the resurrection, came into Jerusalem and told the chief priests the things that were done. The priest immediately assembled a meeting of the Sanhedrin, to the express purpose of which was to bribe the guards. The rich bribe, the large money, is in contrast with the meager 30 pieces of silver which Judas received. The Sanhedrin did not deny the resurrection. They even gave the money of the temple to the Roman soldiers, whom they despised, for they had found a greater hate. The money that Judas had returned, they would not touch, because it was the blood money. But now they would buy a lie to escape the blood of the Lamb. The bribery of the guard was really a stupid idea. First of all, there was the problem. What would be done with the body after those disciples had stolen it? All the chief priest and the Sanhedrin had to do would have been to produce this body, and this would have disproved the resurrection. The soldiers were advised to say that they were asleep, and yet they were so awake as to have seen the thieves come and take the body of Christ. If all the soldiers were asleep, they could have never discovered the thieves. The secret removal of the body would have been of no purpose, nor had they even thought of it. For the moment, the life of their master was a total failure and defeat. The crime of those who gave the bribe was greater than those soldiers who took the bribe, for the council was educated and religious. The soldiers were untutored and simple. The resurrection of Christ was officially proclaimed to the civil authorities. The Sanhedrins believed in the resurrection before the apostles. Their money had bought the kiss of Judas. Now they hoped that it would buy the silence of the guards. I'm not going to be able to finish this lesson today, but tomorrow I will be speaking again on some of the things that happened on that wonderful resurrection morning. Be sure to listen. All hail. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.